Conference muted.
Good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results during the first quarter of 2011. My name is Cory Pellicer, and I'm in charge of the investor relations. The presentation will be made by Fluidra's CEO, Mr. Eloy Planes, and the Corporate Financial Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Xavier Tintoré. After having finished the presentation, we will have time for Q&A. I'm going to give now the floor to the CEO, Mr. Eloy Planes, so that he starts the presentation on page number three. Thank you, Cory. Well, good morning, everybody. The results in March, of which you can see a summary on page three, they show a very positive evolution of our business in all of its figures. This evolution results from the combination of some very good organic results and the contributions made by Aqua Products and Aquatron, which contribute positively at all levels of the P&L account. The diversification of the product with a greater impact this quarter in the south of Europe, the good evolution of the pools business unit, and the strong growth of international markets, especially emerging markets, has allowed us to have an organic sales growth of 9%. This positive evolution is to be found in all of our main markets, including those that are less dynamic, like Spain. We have gained market penetration in irrigation, water fluid handling, and residential water treatment, allowing us to show here in Spain positive growth rates. Additionally to these sales, the right integration during the month of March of Aqua Products and Aquatron pushed growth up to 12.1%, reaching an absolute figure of 138.6 million euro. In terms of business unit sales, all of them evolved very positively, underlying the excellent behavior of both public and private pools and wellness. We should also point out, as a result of the efforts made in diversification during the past few years, the growth rates close to 20% in irrigation and fluid handling. In terms of water treatment, we have a differentiated behavior between residential water treatment, which evolved positively, growing at a double-digit rate, and industrial water treatment, which shows a good orders portfolio, but they are still on the pipeline. In terms of P&L account, the improvement in our gross margin and the percent improvement of expenses over sales at a lower level of provisions make EBITDA reach 12 million euros, which implies a growth of 22.7%. In spite of our business speed, we have kept a strong, tight control over the working capital, which organically still keeps a growth rate that's slightly below sales. Doubtlessly, the improvement in the working capital of the acquired companies and the implementation of the new delegation format, which I shall explain in the next slide, will involve improvements during the current financial year 2011. The group's net financial debt reaches 213 million, reflecting the 32 million euro devoted to the payment of the acquisition of the Aqua Group, and it is aligned with the estimated debt level for the year's end, which will be below 2.5x EBITDA. Beyond the figures which show the company's evolution, I'd like to share with you on page number four some of the actions we have carried out. During this first quarter, we have worked very intensely, first of all, on closing the acquisition of the Aqua Group and then on integrating that company. The integration is being carried out speedily and under the parameters we had foreseen. Our feeling after the first 2 months is very, very positive, and as of today, we see clearly that we will generate the expected synergies for this year. and we are building up some solid foundations to reach the synergies in the next few years. We are fully convinced of the very strong strategic fit of the acquisition, which reinforces our leadership position in the pool sector, thanks to the inclusion in Fluidra of new technologies or products directed to the park, and the entry platform that Aqua Products implies for us in the American market. I'd like to point out as well one of the most ambitious projects we have for the Fluidra Group, a project we started these days and which will be extended during the next 3 years. Within the Lean program, we have been working for months in a new commercial delegation concept. This new concept reflects Fluidra's goal of offering in a single point of sale a full range of solutions surrounding the world of water for professional people. We are here referring to solutions for pools and wellness, irrigation, fluid handling and water treatment. Its conception is focused on customer needs, providing an efficient service, a visual showroom with continuous training and a self-service area. The setup of this new model will start its pilot phase at the end of May, with the opening in the city of Sant Boi in the province of Barcelona of one of the four delegations that we will open up in Spain in 2011. In 2012 and 2013, it will be implemented in the rest of the centers in Spain, France, Italy, Portugal, and in most of the delegations in the rest of the world, thus covering at the end of this period a high percentage of the more than 130 delegations that Fluidra has nowadays throughout the world. We hope that with this action, we will not only be improving our product and services offer to our customers, but we will be doing so in a much more efficient way, because the expense and the stock levels associated to this model are sensibly lower than the current delegation format. And next, I'm going to give the floor to our corporate general manager and our financial chief officer, Mr. Xavier Tintoret, who will explain in greater detail the results of the year. Thank you very much, Eloy. And next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we obtained during the first quarter of 2011. The consolidated results for the whole group include the activities of the companies Aqua Products and Aquatron for the month of March. In terms of valuing the impact of the acquisition over the business organic evolution, we will give you a breakdown with regards to the most significant lines of the financial statements. Number five, we will start out analyzing the evolution of the main lines of the group's P&L account. The sales growth reaches 12.1%, and the impact of the acquisition of the Aqua Products and Aquatron Group is of 310 basic points. The organic evolution of sales is still very positive, and it is well aligned with the growth rates of the last quarter of the last year. In the next slides, we will analyze the breakdown of this figure in greater detail. The gross margin improves by 20 basic points over the previous year, reaching 51.9%. The operational expenses before provisions and depreciation reach 58.8 million, with an increase of 11.6%, resulting from the variable expenses associated to the sales increase, which is equal to 270 basic points, the acquisition of Aqua Products Aquatron 210 basic points, production increase with 190 basic points, the exchange rate effect with 100 basic points, and the investment in the expansion in emerging markets and the support given to the diversification of irrigation and fluid handling products equal to 390 basic points. The provisions for bad debt still have a positive evolution thanks to their focus on the focus of the organization in the management of customer risk. The EBIT therefore reflects an improvement of 70%, evolving from 2% of sales up to 3% of sales, resulting from the gains in productivity and efficiency in the company. The net financial result is strongly affected by the evolution in the exchange rate variations, which explained 1.2 million in the difference. As a result, the net profit improves significantly, reaching 0.9 million compared to 0.1 million in the previous year. On page number six, we show the main figures for each company division. All of the divisions show a positive evolution in their indicators. Nemea's EBITDA for the first quarter of the previous year was strongly influenced by the profitability of the industrial water treatment projects, whose effect in 2011 will be produced in the next quarters. On page number seven, in the next page, we show the sales evolution by geographic market. The most important points in this slide are the following. Spain reaches a growth rate of 4.3%, which is 3.2% organic, supported by an excellent behavior in handling, a good behavior in pool irrigation, and domestic water treatment. The south of Europe shows similar trends with good behaviors in most countries except Greece. The north and the west of Europe show double-digit growth rates thanks to the diversification effort, which is supported in the good growth rates in the pool sector. Asia and Australia still have good growth rates in spite of the floods and the typhoon that affected Australia at the end of the campaign. In other words, in January and February. The rest of the world grows by 47%, out of which 21 basis points are organic and 26 points are due to the inclusion of Aqua Products and Aquatron, mainly in the USA. On page number eight, we show the business evolution in the different group units. Pool starts with a good year, with a growth rate of 13%, and its organic evolution accounts for 8.4%. This growth is to be seen both in residential and public pools, and it is well-balanced in most of the markets in which we are present. Water treatment, on its industrial side, as I've mentioned beforehand, is affected by a different timing implementation of the different projects, but the portfolio volume assures a better behavior in the next quarters. Finally, irrigation on its green spaces side and fluid handling are having a very good quarter, showing the good result of the support work for the product diversification that the company has been developing in the last few quarters. On page number nine, we show the group's working capital evolution. These figures include the acquisition of Aqua Products Aquatron Group. The net working capital reaches 221 million euro at the closure of the first quarter, with a growth rate of 14%. Out of this figure, 9.8 million euro belong to the acquisition of Aqua Products, and the rest of the working capital shows a similar evolution to the business evolution, with a growth rate of 8.9%, supported by a good evolution of the customer's balance. On page number 10, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. The quarter ends with a cash usage of 22.4 million euros, which is above the previous year by 13 million euros due to a greater investment in working capital for the greater activity. Additionally, the company has paid 31.9 million euros for the first payment of the acquisition of the Aqua Products Aquatron Group. The net financial debt reaches 212.9 million euro due to the funding of the Aqua Products Aquatron operation. Without this operation, the value would have been reduced to €173 million. The multiple of net financial debt over EBITDA during the last 12 months, and remember that the net financial debt includes the financing of Aqua Products, whereas the EBITDA of Aqua Products and Aquatron is only included for 1 month, is below the previous year as of this very same date. It is also important to highlight, as a measure of the balance sheet's equity strength, that all of the company's net financial debt is below the net working capital. Additionally, 73% of the net financial debt is considered to be long-term, and its average maturity period is of about 2.5 years. On page number 11, we show the most important facts of the first quarter. In this sense, in addition to the acquisition of Aqua that I've already mentioned, I'd like to highlight the dividend proposal that will be presented to the general shareholders meeting, which implies doubling it compared to the previous year, going from 4 to 8 million euros. And in a business area, the contract of Ancient Bath New York's contract is a good example of the success of the project's focus in our public pool business unit. And the agreement with SACTA is a good entry gate from a very technological point of view. And now I'm going to back the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes so that he ends this presentation. Well, thank you, Xavier. Before ending and before starting with a Q&A session, I'd like to highlight some points as a summary. Fluidra's results for this first quarter are just excellent, and they are the outcome of a good behavior of the company from an organic point of view and the contribution made by the acquisition of Aqua. Growth rates of 12% and 23% in sales and EBITDA respectively. I'd like to point out that these results reflect an excellent evolution in all of the markets and all of the business units where we operate, and they reinforce our growth strategy, which is based in internationalization, diversification, and the business expansion for projects in the units of wellness and water treatment. We will keep on working in the next few months to implement this strategy. Our main project for 2011 is the good implementation of the Aqua Group's integration in Fluidra. As I've mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, the integration of the Aqua Group is being done very fast, and as of today, we see clearly that we will be indeed able to generate the synergies both this year and in the future. To us, it's a crucial project, and it is for this reason that it will be one of our main focus for this year. And finally, I'd like to point out that these excellent results, together with the continued work over efficiency and the good behavior in the month of April and the first few days of May, they allow us to confirm the estimate that we gave you in February of a growth rate, including Aqua, above 8% and a EBITDA that will be between 76 and 77 million euros. We will place, at the same time, our debt in an EBITDA ratio below 2.5. Now, yes, without any further ado, let's proceed to the Q&A session.
The Q&A session will begin now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad.
Now, if you would like to intervene, just push 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The first question will be made by Manuel Cortes from BBVA. Go ahead. Good morning. My question is whether you have some estimate about how your delegation strategy will influence the CAPEX in the next 2 years, and what is the result in the company's operational margin. And secondly, I'd like to know, well, once you have consolidated the working capital this quarter, the Aqua Products integration, have you got any idea about which could be the evolution for for the maneuvering fund for the rest of the year. Well, thank you, Manuel. Now, with regards to your first question, i.e. our CAPEX estimate, to be honest, the CAPEX impact estimated by this transformation plan during the next 3 years will basically be, I mean, it is included in the company's recurrent CAPEX, you know, that we have a fleet of more than 130 delegations for the world, and we renew them periodically. So what we will do is to align this renewal with the entry of this new delegations model. In terms of estimates, well, you can have them, I mean, they are included in the company's recurrent CAPEX. So you just have to look at the historical data. Now, with regards to the impact on our operational margin, the savings estimated for each one of the delegations is between 15 and 20%, depending on the delegation. In terms of the delegation's costs going from one model to the next. The total impact, of course, is included in these and many other actions that the company is carrying out through the Lean Management Project. And they are the ones that will allow us to recover the EBITDA level we had before the crisis, before the recession, with what we have said of gaining about 1 percentage point every year into the company's EBITDA. And with regards to your second question, i.e. the working capital of Aqua for the rest of the year, once we have completed the integration of the company, following the guidance lines we have given you, the company's goal is to gain 1 percentage point of working capital over sales, and gaining 1 percentage point over sales during each one of the future years, and that includes the inclusion of Aqua. So, next question, please. I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask a question, just push 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The next question will be asked by Piero Yanges from BPI. Good morning. I just wanted to know if you have any concerns with regards to the Spanish economic situation and its impact on sales for the future. Thank you. Hello, Tiago. My name is Aloy. I am Aloy. During my presentation, I mentioned that in general, the trend as of today, with the figures we have from the months of April and May, they follow the same trend, and that's also applicable to Spain so far. In other words, the figures so far seem to point out that trend. In Spain, we have to follow the situation up month by month, and we do not expect great happiness or great sadness. We are making an enormous effort in terms of diversification, and we believe that this is what could help us compensate for part of what the market may end up suffering. Thank you. Next question, please. There are no further questions. So this is the end of the presentation. Thank you for your attendance and have a good day.